Good morning. This is Weekend Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas.
We have invited Becca Martin Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers, back to the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio. Welcome.
Like you could keep me out.
That's right.
I'd knock the door down. This is the most fun I have all week. I get to tell you about something really cool about someone really cool that you'll recognize the name.
Who is it?
Do you remember Nancy Hendricks?
No.
No?
Mm-hmm.
You do.
Mm-hmm.
12, 13 years ago, there was a play in Fayetteville called Second to None.
Okay.
About the history of Fayetteville.
Yeah.
And Nancy was the author. Well, since she left Fayetteville.
Can I just.
Sure.
I'm sorry, but that was such a great production because there were some people who you'd seen on stage before, but there were also some people you hadn't.
Mm-hmm.
If you recall, Joe Fennell of Jose's fame was in that.
I know who that is.
Yeah, that was a great show.
Joe Fennell, Margaret Rutherford,
Charlie Allison,
Kevin LeBourne.
Yeah.
Dee Dee Lamb.
Yeah, it was a real fun.
Becca Martin.
It was a real fun
event. I recognize a lot of those names.
Yes, it was a lot of fun. And then Nancy vanished. I didn't know what happened to her. Well, she moved to Jonesboro. She's been working at ASU. And she's been writing about Hattie Caraway. She has become kind of obsessed with Hattie Caraway, who was the first woman elected a U.S. Senator.
From the great state of Arkansas.
Not the first woman from Arkansas. The first woman.
From anywhere to be elected to the U.S. Senate was Hattie Caraway.
Exactly. This was
I
in
know
the
somebody 30s. Else that wrote a book about Hattie Caraway.
David Malone.
So you know about
yes.
You know more about Hattie Caraway than you ever wanted
probably,
to know.
Probably, yes.
had Huey Long come up mm-hmm. and campaign with her.
And it's kind of a fascinating story. And Nancy's been writing, she wrote Ms. Caraway and the Kingfish, a play that premiered in Northwest Arkansas. She wrote Dear Mrs. Caraway, Dear Mr. Keyes, which was the centerpiece of the centennial celebration at Arkansas State University. Then she wrote a book by the same title. Then she did a film, a half-hour film, called Hattie Caraway, the Silent Woman.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's written another book, Senator Hattie Caraway, an Arkansas Legacy. I tell you all this to tell you that she's going to be at the Fort Smith Museum of History.
Yes.
August 1st and August 3rd. And she's going to sign books and do some living history as Hattie. This is all part of an exhibit at the museum titled The Divergent Path Women in Arkansas History. It will be on show through the 31st of October, and it includes other people like Betsy Kelly, Hattie Trent Smith, O.C. Payne, Carolyn Pollan. Fun idea, fun chance to see Nancy again. So all of you who were in Second to None, we need to make a road trip. Showtimes are 6 o'clock on the 1st and 1 o'clock on the 3rd, and you can find out more at fortsmithmuseum.com. Also this afternoon, Fort Smith Little Theater is in the middle of a run of Emma.
Jane Austen.
Well, an adaptation.
Well, yes.
Of Jane Austen's novel. Showtime today is 2:30 at 401 North 6th Street in Fort Smith, and tickets are $10 at fslt.org. And today is the final show of Thoroughly Modern Millie at the Art Center of the Ozarks in Springdale. That showtime is 3 o'clock, and tickets are $10 to $20. Also this afternoon, at 2 o'clock at the Rogers Public Library, part of their groundbreaking film series, The Wizard of Oz.
Oh.
My mother tortured me with this, yes.
Okay.
My mother tortured me with this as a child. So if you have a child you'd like to torture, 2 o'clock at the Rogers Public Library.
Becca Martin Brown is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.